Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol. We shall be consulting with the scriptures written by the great personages of our Guru Parampara, appointed by Guru Parampara, the books, and we should think that those books are not inanimate, apparently inanimate, passive, but they can also help actively. In general, generally, books may help us in a passive way, as if I am to understand, as my capacity allows, I am to focus and then to get something from the book. But it is not limited there. We should think that his book is personified. If he likes, he can divulge him to me, reveal, especially in matters of our recognition, who is a sadhu prapa or not, we are mostly guided by the scriptures. They are the comparative study. Of course, the Sukriti is underlying, we can't deny. But superficially, the books also guide us to select who is really sadhu and who is not sadhu. The knowledge of the experts have been collected there, or that department, the spiritual experts. They have placed there the results of their experience in the spiritual life. So that helps us to, in the selection of the sadhu and the guru, a great deal. And also we must approach. I remember, perhaps as a result of my previous birth, when I got that Gayatri, without consulting any books, the meaning book, the book which is explaining the meaning of Gayatri, I appealed to Gayatri herself. Please reveal in me what you are in this spirit. There is living, it is not only this mundane words, a cluster of mundane words, but it is a living thing, Gayatri herself. And if she likes, she can express her inner nature in me. With that spirit, I wish to continue the japam of Gayatri in my young age, in that age. And that was corroborated by Gaudiya Math also when I joined there. The Shastra in Kurukshetra, one, the GC of that time, he came to see our Guru Maharaj there, and he put the how we shall know who is a sadhu or not. Then he told, generally we have to know sadhu, we have to consult the scriptures. And with this spirit, that is not an ordinary book that can assert, that can hide itself or can come to my knowledge with this idea of it, consult scripture. They are animate, not inanimate. Then the Shastra will come to help us about the selection of who is a sadhu in a general way. Then, of course, the Sukriti underlying for the previous, that inner guidance in accepting. And Vidhanraj, he was a good doctor, and he was dying. Then the junior doctors, best among them, spontaneously came to cure him. He was a heart specialist, Bidhan Rai, and a genius. The doctors told that this is the case. Yes, yes, I understand. Then this, yes, I also have same opinion with you. But who will receive the injection and put into what, he is absent. The receiver of the injection is absent in me, vitality. That is the medicine for such disease. But the receiving capacity must be in the body to receive the medicine and utilize it. So also, the external help may come, but the receiver, he must be up to the standard to receive and utilize to fulfill his purpose, own purpose. That is Sukriti. Sukriti within. That takes the external help and utilizes it in constructive work. Gaur Hari Bol, Midai. Hare Sukriti, Agyata Sukriti, Gyata Sukriti. Then Shastra, then Shraddha, Sadhu. In this way, Savan, Varan, Guru Karan, Bhajan, and Sadhana. Then upon, gradually, by bhajan, sadhan, it will think that, yes, it is my own. It is my inner wealth, a stage when one can feel. It is what I was searching for. My heart-pleasing thing. When the inner nature will feel, then it is becoming upon. He is near the home, very sweet. Then also go on, more with more energy, and more speed, more confident way. Go on. This is what I was a necessity. I was searching for with this hearty energy, and make progress upon. Then prapun also, not only I test it, it must be given widely to all. They are also suffering from the same problem that I was suffering from. So, it must be spread all over, widely. That is prapun, well established, fully established. No doubt that I shall do any mischief to the people. If I spread, propagate this thing, then the best benefit I shall be giving to the world. Well, no doubt. Vidyati Jayagranti, Chiddanti Sarva Samsaya. All doubts are clear. This is the thing for which not only myself, but the whole world is madly searching for. Yasmin Vyati Sabhunyam Tad Vijit Kasasa. This is the only inquiry of the world. They are moving, unsatisfied, only searching for this sort of satisfaction, and nothing of standard lower. This is the quest. The whole world, the moving, for sukham, for pleasure, for satisfaction, for ecstasy, joy. And this is the form of material, of substance, as everyone is madly searching for. Adhātu brahma jikāsā Why I have come with the Brahma Jigyasa inquiry of Brahma in Vedanta? Is it a particular interest? No. The most general interest of all animation is Brahma Jigyasa. I am voicing the whole animation, knowingly, unknowingly, that all after this Brahma Jigyasa, I am putting on in scientific way, Brahma Jigyasa, intuitively. Intuitively, here everything is moving to search. But what? That is this Brahma conception. And Mahaprabhu, that Brahma is something like inner substance. No, it is Krishna. Mahaprabhu put Krishna in the place of Brahma, Bhagavatam. It is not Brahma. Of course, next goal it may be. But the further conception of the highest goal, we should find that there is Krishna. That concept, the Krishna conception, which is, whose halo is Brahma. The halo of the domain of pastimes of Krishna is Brahma. So when a ship makes progress, lighthouse, then another lighthouse in that way. Shows the way. The Brahma. And what is Brahma? Brihattama. Brihattata Brahmanata. All accommodating. Most general. Then, the real representation of the most general to be found in Krishna consciousness. It is innate, no movement, this ordinary Brahma. Nirvishesha. But Savishesha. Differentiation and specification, pastimes, everything will be there. Still it will be all the commodity, even this Brahma also. That is Krishna Kamsa. And this way, our attention is drawn to what? The most general question of all the world, which none can deny, if a little sensible in his own disease or want, cannot but we have no interest in Krishna consciousness. This is a particular sect. Once I delivered a lecture in Giriji, Bad Library. Of course, I went on with Manu Singhanta, beginning what is Dharma, and then came to Brahma conception, and then from Brahma conception I tried to prove the Vasudev conception, and then Bhakshinarayan. In this way I went to Krishna conception of Godhead, in a broad and universal way, marshalling. Then there was one leader, he began to cry. We are so great in our ancient days, but now these fellows, they come to entice us that we are far advanced in previous time. We were only like savage. Now in the scientific age of civilization, we have advanced so much. But Swamiji, what do you say now? Our ancient predecessors were so great, so noble, and so. I feel proud. In this way, began to cry in the meeting. And there was another scholar who was made president in Pune in some Pali conference, one Mr. Bosak. Anyhow, he happened to be present there. We did not know him, but he came out of his own accord and asked permission to say something in favor of us. Then when permitted, he rose and began to tell. So long we knew that Vaishnava Dharma is a branch of Hindu Dharma. But what I have heard today from Swamiji, that Vaishnava Dharma is the highest conception, the highest goal of whole of Hindu Dharma. The whole of Hindu Dharma is trying utmost to lead us to the Vaishnava Dharma, what Mahaprabhu has given from Srimad Bhagavatam. He told like that. And also asked me that your lectures should be arranged amongst the scholars of India in different places. He told like that. Gaudhari Gaudhari.